This is the Annie Fry Show.
Hey, Sugardale butt.
This isn't high school anymore. Now that's HR.
Go get them. Go get them. I say in that, I'm talking to people about
as if it was
foods.
Fine in high school.
It was. It was the 90s.
Hey, we were all having a good time, but now we're at work.
In 90s, you could go to Freeburg and say, go midgets.
Yeah, you could.
The
you
mighty
could.
Midgets.
That's respectful.
Now when I walk around and people are like, what's up, Sugardale butt? I'm like, that's kind of offensive to me, even though it's true.
That's a triggering phrase for me.
Mm-hmm.
Caused some intrusive thoughts.
The other one that you said in that ad that they used to call me was Juicy Pineapple. And I was like, dang.
Really, foods?
Did they just read my resume?
Oh, foods is talking to me.
And then why did I put that on my resume?
Mr. Wiggins, any other names that you might go by for your background check? Yes, AKA. Sugardale Bud.
I'm trying to work here at Boeing.
Juicy.
Let me tell you about a few things they used to call me in high school.
They're like, that'll be enough. That's enough.
Well, you really were going along fine until the end of this interview when you started talking about your nicknames.
It was a close one. We liked you.
Yeah.
Brad said, I got done talking about real foods. Brad goes, I'm just amazed at how quick he is. I said, I'm amazed at how willing he is. It's quite a juxtaposition of character traits.
What would you bring to the company here? Well, let me tell you a little bit about my sourdough buns.
Sir, are we talking about, you know, that old-fashioned word, groceries? Why is Trump saying that? It's one of his phrases.
What does he say?
He gets in loops. Have you ever pulled any of that sound before? I don't know. I've never sent any of it. He keeps talking about prices, and then he gets into the tariff thing about how we need to lower prices here. But he'll say something to the effect of, you know, people, they need to fill their pantries, and, you know, it's an old-fashioned word, but they want to get groceries. And it's like,
I don't think I've heard him say that.
Groceries isn't old fashioned. We all say it.
Yeah, it seems like something people say pretty commonly.
Not if you're Trump.
I guess he doesn't buy groceries.
It's the most out of touch with real life that I've ever heard him be.
Yeah.
When he says, and I've heard him say it in three separate occasions. And he says, that old fashioned word, groceries. I'm like, no, somebody tell him to stop. Be like, I get groceries, sir.
Yeah, the person who's buying his groceries.
You're a commoner. You say groceries?
Ah, this country's gone so bankrupt, you can't even afford a driver for your extended limo anymore. Everybody's dealing with this.
Oh, you want to hear Jasmine Crockett? Yeah, but I said in the last segment, we were talking about Kamala Harris and how there is a slap fight going back and forth during the VIP sweepstakes. VIP stakes. I don't know. VP. Steak, not VIP.
Okay.
To be not
very important president vice.
To be Joe Biden's VP, and Kamala Harris was apparently pretty nasty about it. Someone called Kamala Harris a DEI hire. I bet she probably heard that quite a lot.
Yes.
Implying that a DEI hire, that she was chosen because specifically she was female or she was a person of color. Which, if you went back and listened to Joe Biden, his qualifications for vice president was to be a female person of color.
Yeah, he said he was going do a DEI hire.
Not like that.
We didn't say the words, but that's what he said he was going to do.
You know, I would think that the DEI hire world is you don't get hired for your qualifications. You get hired because of some sort of identification marker that you have, be it your gender or your race or your skin color or whatever it might be. And, you know, if you're doing that, I guess it kind of sounds like this.
Being gracious is this. When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black. Charlie looked at me like I was crazy.
That's a Congresswoman, Jasmine Crockett.
Kind of like to meet Charlie.
I appreciate, too, that in that little anecdote that she was delivering, for whatever purpose I don't understand, that when she says that, why should you hire me? And I said, because I'm black. She preceded that detail with saying I had zero experience.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. This kind of thing would make me so mad if you were in any sort of position where people criticized you openly. Like if you are black and you got a good job, you would have to be looking over your shoulder like people are just thinking I'm a DEI hire.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would be terrible. And then you hear people, national prominence, do this. And it could apply to so many things, not just race. It could apply to if you are a legitimately great writer, but your dad was also a famous writer. People would be like, you just got a contract because your dad's famous. And you'd be mad at anybody who would criticize you for that if you were actually a great writer. That kind of stuff is very much real for lots of people. And she is playing right into that stereotype by saying that.
Yeah. Just saying it out loud like that, you know, I would honestly say that if you're going to tell that story, that it really needs to sound more like not I'm black. It needs to sound like, you know, are you working in a community where people were going to recognize me? I understand what these people have experienced. I come from these communities. She doesn't. She comes from, I think, like Ladue or something like that here. She spent some time. Is it MICDS? I don't even know. I don't know the cast. The girl. Is it MICDS? Mm-hmm. She's not from the hood. That doesn't matter. She's very accomplished. She's very successful. She's had a very great upbringing, a lot of opportunity afforded to her. Good for her. It's kind of weird that you would say you should hire me because I'm black, because that means a lot of things to a lot of people. If you're boiling everything that means down to the skin color, I just think that the implication there is short-sighted. If I were she, I would think that I would want to put my best foot forward and it would be my accomplishments. Even if I wasn't experienced, my work ethic, my willingness to learn quickly and on the job, to be coachable, all these types of things.
Also, isn't she saying...
Because, I want to say first, I bet he knows she's black. Go on.
Isn't she implying by saying that, yes, I don't have any experience, but my skin color offers me a certain privilege? I mean, isn't that implied that she's saying that because of my skin color, I should get a job that I have no experience in?
No, I don't know that that's what that's implying automatically. I think I think that she's probably implying that there is a benefit to having a certain skin color if you, depending on where the representation, I don't know who Charlie was, that was her boss or whatever, but that there was an asset to the organization should they employ a black woman. And I just think that might be true, but it'd be for how good she's going to be at the job. And if I were in that position, I would want the things that I bring to the table that people don't know when they see me. I would want the opportunity to describe that, not like I'm white. Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's interesting.
I'll shift gears here real quick, and I'm going to read for you this truth post. Why is this not working? Donald Trump. Well, Howard Lutnick posted this on X. Scott Bessent and I sat with the president while he wrote one of the most extraordinary truth posts of his presidency. The world is ready to work with President Trump to fix global trade, and China has chosen the opposite direction. So this is from X, and it's posted right now, and Lutnick shared the screenshot of it from Donald Trump. Based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world markets, I am hereby raising the tariff charged to China by the United States of America to 125%, effective immediately. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize that the days of ripping off the USA and other countries is no longer sustainable or acceptable. Conversely, and based on the fact that more than 75 countries have called representatives of the United States, including the Departments of Commerce, Treasury, and the USTR, to negotiate a solution to the subjects being discussed relative to trade, trade barriers, tariffs, currency manipulation, and non-monetary tariffs, and that these countries have not, at my strong suggestion, retaliated in any way, shape, or form against the United States, I have authorized a 90-day pause and a substantially lowered reciprocal tariff during this period of 10%, also effective immediately. Thank you for your attention to this matter. End scene. Elfine. Does he know what he's doing? I think that Donald Trump is always 12 steps ahead.
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing. It's just a matter of how it plays out, because you never really know he's very mobile. He takes in the situation as it is in the given moment, and he reacts to it. And you may not like his reaction, but he's got the bigger goal in mind with any of his immediate reactions. And this one shocked me because I did not see him pulling. What he's done here has completely isolated China.
Yes.
It is amazing to watch this in real time because he is so freaking good at using leverage to get what he wants. And when he's getting what America needs, you just have to cheer for it. Mm.
I think sometimes when you look at him, you can he sees all the possibilities. If I do this, these are the possibilities. And when this happens, I will do this. When this happens, I will do that. When this happens, I will do this. And like you were saying, he's isolated China. And Annie, you read it in there. At one point, he said other countries. He was talking mm-hmm. about other countries.
All of a sudden,
yeah,
it's not just about America.
Yeah. And so now he's going to go, and I suspect in those negotiations with those other countries, he's going to put pressure on them to further isolate China. And China's entire economy depends on exporting cheap stuff to people. And if they can stop China from doing that, they're going to collapse.
Just quick, real quick, Ryan, even TMZ right now is covering Kevin O'Leary, and the lower third says Kevin O'Leary to Trump, hit China hard, 3 exclamation points. Because TMZ is not professional. Just use, you don't even need to use any exclamation points.
Disagree. I think they should use 4.
4, you just sound like, you like Kevin O'Leary.
400% tariffs on the
hit him with another one.
I am a lot like Kevin O'Leary.
I know, you guys are so bald.
Thank you. No. No, we're
and tiny.
Savvy. That's what you meant.
Sneaky. Very agile.
You know what? He's isolating China by doing all this. But the other thing that he's also doing is negotiating first with who? The nations that are right mm-hmm. next to China. Japan and South Korea is who he said we're talking
Japan,
to first.
Japan, South Korea, India.
Yes.
Vietnam.
So, gosh, it's amazing to watch somebody who's willing to take the punches that he knows people are going to throw at him. And still do. The thing isn't over. I'm not like, oh, well, we won. We're right in the middle of this. But it's just amazing to watch a negotiator work.
But we didn't win. We are in the process of winning.
We're in the winning position.
This is not losing.
This is what it looks like to be in the driver's seat.
The YouTube poll, should the Trump administration spend time and resources uncovering the truth about the Joe Biden presidency? It's just wild in my mind to think about the fact that Joe Biden was president for 4 years and he was MIA for most of them.
He had dementia before he took office, as Hunter Biden pointed out.
The amount of time that we spend during a 3-hour show every day and Donald Trump is in front of the same press pool at a different location, it's multiple times in one show. I bet you at this point he's done more press than Joe Biden did in his entire presidency. I bet it's not even close.
I would take the over on that, yeah.
Man. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. On the break, I need you, Ryan. I'm going to throw some of these out at you. As you know, the Illinois state legislature always in touch with the people. And really, the Illinois supermajority Democrats, they care so much about the people of Illinois that they want to get to the bottom of all the problems that are really affecting you and your pocketbook and your property taxes and the level of education we're providing the public. They care about all of it. And they're super the supermajority of Democrats are super dedicated to making sure that they care for you. So they take the top issues and they work really hard to resolve them, like what they just did, and the Chicago representative led the charge on this. Downstate, Freeburg, they said, you know what, you need some help down there, little Southern Illinois people. You don't realize this, but you've been bad boys and girls and others.
The people he represents are probably like, thank you, this matters to us.
Yes, this is important. This has been weighing on my heart.
All they think about up in the Chicago suburbs is Freeburg.
Freeburg!
And the high school.
Can you rewrite Free Bird as Freeburg, the whole thing?
That sounds like it's pretty tough. It's like maybe 2 letters.
Just tell ChatGPT to rewrite it. La the Freeburg Midgets, ode to who are no longer, because the Illinois State Legislature has said, bad Freeburg, bad. And they said, you can't be the Midgets anymore. How do you feel about that? I don't know. You got to ask yourself, of all the states or all the high schools in all of the states, would Freeburg really be the place that you would go to first? And so on the break, Ryan, I need you to, you're going to report back to me, Cobden High School, C-O-B-D-E-N. I need you to give me the mascot for Cobden High School when we come back. And we'll talk about a few other ones. And we'll just go through this list and say, should these high school mascots be able to exist? You see
it?
I
just see it.
You like it?
I do.
maybe we'll take some of these and apply it to Freeburg and they can appropriate it. I don't know. If they're okay, they're okay, right? We'll be right back.
71talk.com/Annie.
They might be giants. Do something about midgets.
I mean, it would make sense with the name of the band. I don't remember a song or anything. Like, what did you have in mind that they did?
I don't know. I'm having like a flashback to my 7-year-old life.
I just bought the best of the They Might Be Giants about a month ago, and listened to it with my kids.
Is there a story about a midget in the Crash Test Dummies song where they talk about the bathroom?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. those are the words, kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking it up.
Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and when they finally made her, they found birthmarks all over her body. That's from memory.
That yeah, that's not that's it. Right, but that's not about the topic.
I don't know. I feel like there was a part of this story.
So there was a They Might Be Midgets on Nickelodeon that was a spoof of They Might Be Giants.
That may be what you're thinking of. I've never heard of that. But
is it like a skit in a show?
It's a jingle, yeah.
Well, I'll have to go back and look at that because I don't like I said, I don't really know what I'm remembering. It feels a little repressed, so I'll have to search back into that part of my past. We talked about the Freeburg Midgets, who are supposed to be no longer. Illinois State Representative David Fries was on with us in the 1 o'clock hour and said, I think they have to be compliant by 2029. So they have some time. It's not like today they have to tear down everything midget. But I said, you know, let's think about this. What did I say? The Canton High School, it's like a little maybe southwest of Peoria. They're the Giants. We can't live in a world where Giants are made to be okay and midgets are not.
Right.
Like, I mean, using their logic, I'm actually serious about it.
The Rockford Nephilim? That's got to go away.
Stop it! No! I told you in the break that you needed to do some Googling, and I'm going to give you a few more here that you can search if you haven't scooped me on any of these yet. Cobden High School. I don't know where Cobden High School is, but these are all supposed to be Illinois high school mascots. And let's just discuss whether or not we think that they're okay. Cobden High School cheers for the
Apple Knockers. I'm fine with this one. I'm fine with it. I'm not offended by it at all. Because I don't know about you, but I've done a lot of orcharding. And that's a real
seems verb. Like, to me, that's discriminatory to the, like, melon knockers.
No, because you got to do the same thing. The thing about fruit in general is some of it becomes wood.
What?
So you have to knock on it to see which ones are edible and which ones have become wood. That's where Apple Knockers comes from. A brief history. That's the Cobden High School mascot. That's where that comes from. So this must have been a farming
community.
There's
no way, folks, that I can know. I cannot be held responsible for this man and his lack of decorum.
It's where the phrase knock on wood comes from.
Okay.
From the Apple Knockers. Look it up.
No, why do I have to anymore? Just so much detail.
you can picture it. Old timey farmers walking around with a piece of weed hanging out of their mouth, old hat. They're knocking on all
you know
that
what's
fruit.
Worse?
They're overall.
You know what's worse than you?
What?
The people in the chat.
What are they saying?
They're not restricted by the public airwaves.
That's true.
Read Nick's comment.
Ooh, man, some of these are getting a little out
go
of hand.
Go ahead and read Nick's comment
spicy.
There.
Nick says, Apple Knocker fan club member here. Let's see what's wrong with that.
Just a Cobden high grad. An alum.
Yeah, that's what he must be.
You want to go to Teutopolis High School, find out what they are?
Teutopolis. Is this a Greek high school?
It's Illinois.
How do you spell this?
T-E-U-T-opolis. Do you know where the E is? Top, third one in.
Let's find out.
I think this is where Rodney Davis is from. Isn't he from Teutopolis?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
No, he's not Teutopolis. Is Teutopolis way south?
Teutopolis.
You're thinking of Metropolis.
I'm thinking of Metropolis. I think he's near Teutopolis.
Teutopolis is the home of Superman.
No, Metropolis.
Get your facts right.
He
knows all about the apple knockers.
Greek Superman. Greek Superman.
Who do we cheer for?
He's a Euro.
Teutopolis,
good one, Brad.
Teutopolis High School is the home of the wooden shoes. I don't think that's really offensive.
Just stupid.
It just would make them so slow.
How do you know if they're made of wood?
You knock on them. That's where it's where the old
the
phrase,
only thing you can go
knock on wood
and
comes
do.
They go knock around.
How about the
shoes.
Freeport High School mascot? Freeport. You need me to spell that? F-R-E-E. Port.
F-R-E-A. Freeport.
Freeport High School. Also, apparently, the new Berlin High School mascot is the same.
Now, this one I am offended by.
You should be.
Because it is not plural, and I hate that. It's just pretzel. It's like the Stanford Cardinal. I don't like that. It's a bunch of people. You got to pluralize
Cardinal
it.
Cardinal is different, though. I don't know. Well, I mean, why are you cheering for one pretzel? Is it different? Is it not? Is it a pretzel?
I don't think there's another interpretation of the word pretzel.
Well, if there were, it might make more sense.
The girls, just FYI, lady pretzels. But the,
that
the
seems
mascot
awful too.
Is just pretzel. I don't like this.
So Cobden High School,
they were the apple knockers.
Okay, now let's just go over to Hoopeston.
Hoopestank.
Area High School, H-O-O-P-E-S-T-O-N. You've got the I want this game to happen. Let's play basketball. The Cobden High School Apple Knockers against the Hoopeston Area High School
Corn Jerkers. Look, I'm sure that whenever this was coined in the 1920s.
You can explain this one to us, too?
That people were like,
these guys should have a fair.
They had to have known. They weren't like completely oblivious to this being a thing
once
in the 1920s.
Again, the Hoopestown Area High School, just in case people didn't hear you clearly.
The Hoopestown High School mascot is the Corn Jerkers. The sweet corn capital of the world. At least it's sweet corn. That's good. But you do have to, I'll take their defense here. You do have to get those little stringies off there before you eat it. What else are you going to do? You going to rub it?
I don't.
Jerk it.
I don't. Don't. All right, let's go over to Effingham High School.
Careful.
I think that's the point. Effingham High School mascot.
Careful what you say about the ham. The mascot is the Flaming Hearts.
Hearts on fire.
It's borderline offensive.
Yeah, I'm not sure how yet, but I feel offended a little bit too.
I mean, it seems as though if this is the route that the Illinois State Legislature wants to go down, that... Were the Freeburg Midgets the worst of these? You leave those Corn Jerkers alone.
Do you know how many Native American mascots we have that they're just like, that's fine? I guess they're not addressing that.
Don't give them ideas.
I don't want to.
Really go after.
But it's like, where does it end?
Farmington Central High School.
There's a Farmington, Illinois?
Apparently. Farmington Central.
Oh, Farmington Central. I was going to say, because that's just the Phoenix.
Farmington Central High School.
Farmington Central is the farmer.
I think that the Chicago legislators are going to go hard after that one.
I do too.
They hate them.
Yeah, they hate rural people.
They don't know how they even exist and live in the world today.
Yeah, because they pretty much kicked all the farms out of Schaumburg already. So they got to come downstate.
Of course, I mentioned earlier the Centralia High School Orphans, and I've talked about this before, but the girls are known as the Orphan Annies, and I said it was a bucket list item for me to one day acquire some Centralia Orphan Annie merchandise, and you got me that for my birthday one time.
I did.
I love that sweatshirt.
Do you?
Yes.
I thought I got maybe a size that wasn't right or something. I'm glad to hear that.
No, I love that sweatshirt.
Okay.
I mean, it was seriously something that, because I don't think that's going to last forever.
And oh, I you wanted think it'll it, change?
Yeah, eventually in my lifetime. But I wanted to have a piece of, like, the Orphan Annies. Let's go Orphan Annies, yeah.
Is it just the girls' team is the Orphan Annies?
I don't think the guys are.
The guys'
They're
team
the
is
orphans.
The Orphans? Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
All right. What's your favorite of all of these?
I probably take the apple knocker first. I don't
you were going to say girl. Corn jerkers, yeah, and then you thought of the implications of what you were saying.
I don't want to be a corn jerker. I don't want to be associated with that at all.
Hoobastank's very offended by that.
Yeah. Hoobastank. What are they called again? Hoobastank? Where are they?
It's either Hoopston or Hoopastan. H-O-O-P-E-S-T-O-N. Hoopastan.
Hoopastan. Yeah, Hoopastan corn jerkers.
Oh, man.
It says that they are famous for the song The Reason.
The reason we are the corn jerkers. You know what we should do? We should put all these weird mascots in a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Like an Olympics, multiple events. Scholar Bowl to chess to football to...
Yeah, but even the events are against each other. So, like, the chess team has to play...
We just mix them up.
The Scholar Bowl
yeah.
in bowling.
It's like a luck of the draw. And then, if you win, you get to keep your mascot.
Yep.
That's the fairest way to do it.
And if you lose, the winning team gets to name your mascot.
And might make you keep the name you already have.
Yep.
Oh, man. When we come back, let's get the results of the poll. And how about a Wiggins America?
Oh, yeah.
Pacific edition.
That's right.
Gen Z news from only the number one source that you can trust on everything happening Gen Z. That'd be Ryan Wiggins. Somehow. We'll be right back. So, you just mentioned the poll. Should the Trump administration spend time and resources uncovering the truth about the Joe Biden presidency, yes or no? If we got a lot of people writing books saying what was happening behind the scenes, that's maybe journalists, people who have been on the inside interested in making a dollar off of their story, which is what people do. That's not new or wrong, in my opinion, as long as you're telling the truth. But what about this administration investigating the last administration? Kind of used to be against that. But boy, they didn't take that up with Donald Trump. They charged him with crimes and tried to lock him up in court so that he couldn't become the president of the United States. Do you want to see the Trump administration spend actual tax dollar time and resources to get to the bottom of it? Brad, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I do. I want them to spend time and resources, and I don't want them to spend like an imbalanced amount of time and resources. There's bigger fish to fry. But I think there's a lot of important stuff that we need to uncover, from AutoPen to how much was Joe Biden actually doing versus other people in his cabinet and stuff like that. And then how much of that was legal? And is there anything that we can go back and undo? Because, you know, America didn't vote for Joe Biden's cabinet or whoever his handlers were or whoever it was. They voted for Joe Biden to be the presidency. So they want Joe Biden's to be the president. Everybody else was unelected. So I want to know if he was actually doing anything and how much they were covering up.
And if you don't know who's calling the shots, then how do you know who benefits from the shots right. that are called? What do you think, Ryan?
I'm a yes on this, a reluctant yes, because I don't think the justification should be, well, they went after Trump, so Trump can go after him.
Yeah, that's
all.
Certainly not a justification.
No, it's that there are real possible crimes here. There's stuff that we've been bringing up for 4 years that has never been investigated because the people that would investigate it were in the administration. So obviously, there's some real serious stuff here that has to do with Joe Biden's mental acuity. It has to do with the selling out possibly of the government. And just a lot of other stuff. You know, you follow the money, I think, is the advice. And just see where it goes. And I'm a yes on this.
Katie says yes, but not yet. Give it several months to get other stuff done. Then we need to know who was running the country since it wasn't Biden. Quick Rick says, with all the evidence and unexplained facts, it's important to get to the underlying truth. You know, what I really think about this is that you should absolutely be working on investigations right now, but I wouldn't come to the surface with it until you've gotten some of these major first 100 days things that you've started, finished with successful conclusions to come around as an effort of transparency to the American people to say this is what happened.
And if the roots of these things intertwine, which we don't know if they do, but if you find out, oh gosh, this person was involved in some really illegal stuff over here using this NGO and it relates to this, don't bust it all out in the public at once. Wait till you can get everything, like cast the widest net you can.
Mm-hmm. I think if you were putting the work and effort into it right now with the right people tasked to do it, you can do a lot of things at the same time if you have the right people involved in doing it. That work should be done right now. And if I were President Trump, and I'm certainly not, I'd be working on all these big wins with the economy, leading the charge, right paced next to parallel with the border. And then I would be leaning on the foreign policy team that I have, including Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who was on our show at 12:25 today to talk about his responsibility as a special presidential envoy for Ukraine. I'd be focusing all of my efforts on this, knowing that the research was being done in the background, and I would come out with it, say, June of next year, right before the midterms. Anyway.
I would say maybe even August or September.
Yeah.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Start in June and just
start
keep
in June.
Going.
Yeah. Slow drip from yes. June through November. All right, this is Gen Z news. I'm sure this
people
is
have been
what
waiting
you've been waiting
all
for.
Day for this.
You're like, what's the deal with Gen Z? This is actually about the way Gen Z is affecting the marketplace. A lot of these stories are. The first one is from the LA Times. I think they source this from New Yorker, though. It's why Hollywood is not alarmed enough about Gen Z. A new survey of U.S. consumers suggested that for Gen Z, generally those people born between 1997 and 1998 and 2012, the traditional...
You're saying between 97 and 98. I'm like, that is a specific
between
generation.
Between 1997 and 1998, that would be the tiny little Gen Z.
That was my eighth grade year of school.
The traditional storytelling mediums of movies and television shows have lost much of the relevance that they held for previous generations. The key theme is that people keep saying, well, it's everybody's moving to streaming, but the threat is not coming from streaming, according to Gen Z. They say instead it's coming from social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and so on, and the personalities that dominate those platforms is who they are identifying with and spending the most time with. We are kind of caught in the middle of that generation where we do a little of each. But the older you are, the more you prefer the traditional mediums.
It's so tangible. Like if you're watching Home Improvement when you're growing up, you're watching what was a wildly successful sitcom because it was very funny. Tim Allen made it very funny. But because it was a relatable American family that played a lot on that 1990s kind of oaf dad, husband kind of a thing, smart working woman. That was very big in the 90s, kind of a feminist way of looking at things, but it was still about a united family unit that was navigating life. And you just watch the same family do the same thing every week. Were they part of TGIF?
I don't think Home, unless they were at the end, I don't think they originally were.
Who was TGIF? It wasn't ABC.
Well,
that was
TGIF. Was that NBC? I
Maybe.
Can't remember.
Yeah, well, I know Home Improvement would have been ABC.
So, Full House and Family Matters were part of TGIF mm-hmm. for a long time. Mm-hmm. That probably was ABC.
I think Dinosaur.
Oh yeah,
was part of that. Was TGIF too?
The puppets,
not the mama,
not the mama.
But anyway, I think that like the idea of telling you these types of stories, it just feels so slow.
Yeah, it does.
When I go back and I let my kids watch Home Improvement, I love that they'll go back and watch it because they can't believe that the guy from, what's the show that he was on? He's on Shifting
Last
Gears
Man
now.
Standing?
Last Man Standing. My family has probably watched every Last Man Standing episode 6 times. And they love Last Man Standing. Last Man Standing is much faster paced than Home Improvement.
Is it?
Yeah. It's weird to put, because it's the same thing. He has 3 daughters instead of 3 sons. He jokes about that in Last Man Standing.
Okay.
Like, he'll say things like, gosh, all these women, can you imagine if I had 3 sons around here? And then he looks at the camera. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny.
He broke the fourth wall multiple times. Wow. But anyway, I just think that it's the way we grew up was so slow, but we didn't have alternative options.
We didn't. Hollywood's got to figure this out because they are going to go extinct fast, like the show Dinosaur, for instance. Do you know how that show ended? They all went extinct.
That was a depressing
that
ending.
That was a terrible ending of that
yeah,
show.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear him say, you know, they brought back the dire wolf?
Yes.
Terrible idea. Absolutely. how the world ends. We just did that today. But they said they can't do dinosaurs because they're too old.
What?
It's like, hooray.
Give it a couple of years.
The dire wolf. And everyone's like, oh, they're so cute. I'm like, they're going to eat you.
They are cute. I'll give them that. Now. The sounds that they make. When they become wolves and they start eating your
they
face.
They are wolves. They're not going to become wolves.
Full wolves. And then they start eating your face. Then you're like, uh-oh. Maybe I shouldn't have made this. Ouch, that hurts. You say all this out loud. All right. Well, by the way, Hollywood, just the term Hollywood, I was shocked. I went out to Universal. Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything anymore because I went out to L.A. with my son last fall. It's the first time I'd ever been to L.A. And we just did a couple theme parks like we usually do. We saw the Hollywood signs, some of that stuff.
Yeah.
The Hollywood Universal Studios Hollywood has a full working backlot. That's the way the park started was around the movie industry that was being made.
That's the way MGM Studios used to be before it became Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. And they always made a lot of movies in L.A. They didn't make as many in Florida, but it was a working studio. There are, I mean, it is as far as the eye can see with these huge buildings that are made for sitcoms and anything you could possibly come up with. And it used to be, they said 10 years ago, even 20 years ago especially, you'd drive through there and you would legit see people walking around in costumes and just everything, catering. We drove through there. We saw a total on the entire tour of one person walking in that back lot. And they said there's a total of two or three shows shooting. That's it. Mm. In the entire Universal Studios back lot. And they're not shot on set anymore. Anyway.
Just a little interjection here on the stock market. If you bought Tesla today at its lowest low today, and you're holding it right now, you made almost $50 on that share.
Wow, on one share?
Yeah, today it's up over 22%.
Next story, Gen Z wants rules for using AI. It's kind of funny, there's a big chart here about how Gen Z feels about AI. It's basically the same as I think we all do, which is that they're anxious about using it, but they also feel like they should be using it because everybody's going to be using it, which is,
no,
I think, what everybody
says. No, it's
going
to be using you.
You think?
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm gonna be the get off my lawn person probably to the end on AI.
Well, the other thing that this article brings up is that 52% of Gen Zers say that schools should be required to teach students how to use and leverage AI.
I'd be fine with that.
I'm not opposed to teaching them how to use it, but allowing them to use it constantly for especially writing papers and stuff. You've got to have some critical thinking ability.
Yeah.
And if you're relying entirely
on
AI,
you're not
going to
be carrying a calculator in your hand all the time.
Well, that's a very good point that AI will be doing some of that stuff. But the people left who are able to actually critically think through these things, you're going to rise to the top because nobody's doing it.
There should be, and maybe there is in some schools, but there should be a modern concepts class that hires somebody who's constantly trying to be at the front of these things to implement standards of the appropriate way to use AI. I don't know who manages that. Probably the Federal Board of Education. Anyway.
Gen Z is spending a lot to get over breakups. They're spending close to $4,000
to get over breakups?
Get over a breakup.
Wow.
Polls that show, you know, how are you spending, what are you doing, show that retail therapy, as in going shopping, is part of it. Going on like bounce back dates is part of it. Girls night outs and then splurging.
Girls nights out.
Girls night out is what it says.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay. Post breakup vacations, all these things together cost around $4,000.
Who's the oldest Gen Z right now?
Gen Z, 97? The oldest would be 1998 or 97.
So 28
depending.
Years old?
Yeah, I guess if that.
I mean,
that
I could see if you were 28 years old and you'd been in a relationship for 10 years with the same person, you might want to go on a vacation. It's hard for me to think of like an 18 year old breaking up with their high school sweetheart before they go to college. Be like, I need to take a trip.
That's all I think about is that.
Go to
person.
Europe and find myself.
Right.
I would. Yeah. Yeah.
Last one. Actually, this is pretty cool news. Is trend or fad? Target are the Gen Z target population of this ad. well, it's an advertising article.
You good?
Yes. Shows that the growing population of alcohol abstinence is Gen Z's priority. They say that Gen Z is the pioneers of this new fad of alcohol abstinence with 28% of college
students.
Can
I tell you why I think the case is?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that people use alcohol as a crutch, as something to get distract or to, and I think that social media is such a dopamine hit for people that they're looking for that and they get it in other places right now.
That very well could be true.
Ethan, you want to give us the results to today's YouTube live chat poll before we wrap?
With pleasure. 286 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Should Trump admin spend time and resources uncovering the truth about the Joe Biden presidency? Not very close today. An overwhelming 81% say yes, 19% say no.
Are you a yes or a no on this?
For now, I'm a no. I think there's more important things to do right now looking towards the future. If you get a lot of stuff done in the next couple of years...
You can dabble?
Yes.
All right. Well, we appreciate you voting today, watching us on YouTube, listening to us on 97.1 FM Talk, where you're going to keep it because Mark Reardon is next.